Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with Arkansas Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of October 11th, and we are calling it our festival edition.
All right.
Because, you know, October's a great time for festivals
sure.
in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And we'll start off in historic downtown Helena, where it's the 34th annual King Biscuit Blues Festival on October 9th through the 12th. Founded in 1986, the King Biscuit Blues Festival is one of the nation's foremost showcases of blues music. Now, it's held for 3 full days, but it's actually 4 days because there's the bonus warm-up Wednesday. And tens of thousands of blues enthusiasts from around the world converge on historic downtown Helena to hear stirring and uplifting performances of an American art form on the banks of the Mississippi River. Now, if you've never been to King Biscuit, shame on you, but it consists of 5 stages, including the main stage, which is right there by the Mississippi River levee, a wide variety of buskers and street musicians. There's the Flower Power 5K Run, the Tour de Delta Bicycle Race, and a Kansas City-sanctioned barbecue contest. There's, you know, food and arts and crafts vendors galore. There's great shopping in the eclectic shops and boutiques of historic downtown Helena. And honestly, it's truly something for everyone. This year's headliners are Ruthie Foster on Thursday, Delbert McClinton on Friday, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd on Saturday. Eureka Springs is hosting Hillberry 2019, the Harvest Moon Festival, on October 10th through the 13th. The festival features 4 nights of music, camping, live artists, food and craft vendors, a kids camp, workshops, picking contests, and much, much more. It's being held at The Farm, which is located, of course, in the beautiful Ozark Mountains of Eureka Springs. The venue boasts beautiful 360-degree panoramic views. It sits on 160 acres that backs up to the Mark Twain National Forest. The 4-day event includes performances by Railroad Earth, the Del McCurry Band, Leftover Salmon, Whiskey for the Lady, this is my favorite, Meemaw and the Squirrel Chasers, Galactic, Billy Strings, the Little Smokies, Arkansas, and many more. So check that one out in Eureka Springs. A little closer to home, in Wiener, it's the 44th annual Arkansas Rice Festival on October 12th. The Arkansas Rice Festival is a free event that celebrates and promotes rice and rice history in Arkansas's Upper Delta. The event includes carnival rides, karaoke, live music, a rice cooking contest, the infamous, and I mean infamous in a good way, rice tasting, lots of food and craft vendors, and many, many more things around the town of Wiener all day long. In Crawfordsville, it's the award-winning Hometown Festival on October 12th. The event celebrates 13 years of fun and activities for all ages. The event kicks off with a parade and features nearly 100 food, craft, and informational vendors, as well as a children's area with activities just for the kids. Live music begins at noon, there's a car show, a Kindersongs children's concert, and much, much more for the entire family. So check that out in Crawfordsville. And finally, Truman hosts the 37th annual Wild Duck Festival on October 12th. The annual community festival features vendors, raffles, bingo, food, pony rides, bounce houses, rides, attractions, I love this, a pickle eating contest, outdoor bands, lots and lots of fun for the entire family. So check out the Wild Duck Festival in Truman. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with Arkansas Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.